The Jedi Knight of hillbilly music himself, Mr. Chris Scruggs. Let's hear it. Come on. Thanks a whole lot. We got one we're going to do for you now. It's an old Tennessee Ernie Ford song. It's called The Shotgun Boogie, and it goes like this.
Man stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I'm looking out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie. All your tracks. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I got that hammer back. Well, over near the ridge is a scaly mark. Hey, great notes are big, you can see him in the dark.
Welcome back with a little Grand Ole Opry, Shotgun Boogie. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. We're going to run back down to Nashville, Tennessee, 2018 NWTF National Convention at the ZMAX booth and visit with our great friend at Indian Creek Shooting Systems, Stuart Ruling. And then we're going to close out the show with everybody in the booth, say goodbye, talk about what the show meant to us and the time we spent there in Nashville. So here we go.
We're in the home stretch here at NWTF. And I stopped by and saw the Indian Creek Shooting Systems boys a little bit ago. I talked to Mike. Stuart was busy selling stuff. It seems like that's kind of something you guys are doing a lot of this weekend. Stuart Ruling, how are you?
I'm doing really great. It's fun to be here at 2018 NWTF.
How's business been?
Real good. Super busy. They have to have had a record. I don't know the numbers yet, but it has to be. We didn't think anything would beat last year, but I think they did.
What do you attribute that to? It just seems like there's this kind of steady climb, and whereas you know, deer hunting and other small game hunting, I don't think it's on the rise like turkey hunting seems to be.
Yeah, and that's real funny that you said that, because we went to the welcome banquet and they were talking about the decline in hunters. Well, you come to a weekend like this, it's not even existent. Like, I mean, I don't get it. So yeah. I don't know where they're getting their numbers, but it's great turnout here this week.
Cool. Well, tell people, if they're not familiar with Indian Creek, what you all do and how you do it.
Well, we make specialty choke tubes for shotguns for the turkey hunting and waterfowl industry. We've got an array of different choke tubes, different styles. We kind of claim to fame is that we have won 49 world championships in the NWTF still target competition. Ooh.
So what you're doing is working.
Yeah, and we own 3 world records. So if you anybody stopped by the booth, we had some pictures of the world record, which is an 80 in a 3-inch circle at 40 yards of 3-inch number 6 long beards.
And so for folks that aren't familiar with those competitions, it's all about pellets in a certain, you know,
in a three
what's the radius?
Yeah, in a 3-inch circle at 40 yards, it's the pellet count.
Pretty impressive.
Turkeys don't stand a chance.
Yeah, so it seems like you guys are extending a turkey hunter's reach and helping them punch through foliage and, you know, whatever may be in the way.
Yeah, and how we do that is we keep the shot string together. It's not really done by constriction. But we can keep the shot string together and keep the flyers from going around. And so, obviously, you automatically get a denser pattern.
Because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys have that porting around the sides of the
we have a 30
tube.
Parallel port wad, choke tube, which actually just slightly retards the wad every time you shoot it. And it keeps the wad from messing with that shot string when it leaves the barrel or the choke of the gun.
How long have you guys been in business?
We started in 2006, so this is our 11th year here at NWTF. Mm-hmm. Been slowly growing every year.
Yeah, well, and obviously putting out a great product, and I've killed some birds with your choke tube, so I appreciate the quality of design you guys have.
Oh, absolutely. Love it.
Cool. Well, and thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. The show has just been nuts, and it's just now as Sunday is starting to slow down day 3. People are kind of working their way out, and it's nice to be able to visit a little bit.
Yeah, it is, because I didn't know half the products that were here. I didn't know. Today is the first time, so I'm spending money now like crazy.
Me too. I'm spending a little bit of money also. Cool. Well, if folks want to check out Indian Creek Choke Tubes, how do they find you guys?
You can look us up on our website, which is www.indiancreekss.com. You can check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, so that's easy to get to. Or you can just call at the shop in Frona, Missouri at 573-824-5555.
How long before you guys have to go to Native American Creek choke tubes to be politically correct?
Oh, who knows? Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't been cocking about that yet.
It'll happen. Yeah. Stuart, thanks for stopping by, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
And we're back! It's Radio Talk.
Really?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
You didn't take Radio 101.
I went to radio broadcasting school.
Johnson Mountain.
Johnson Mountain University.
The end is in sight, right?
The end is in sight.
Everyone's tearing down their booths right now, putting stuff away, trying to give crap to people so they don't have to haul it themselves.
Yeah, people's going to be lined up the trucks outside will be, the trailers will be insane. They'll be here till midnight.
I'm afraid of that.
It'll happen if we don't get out early.
Which is kind of what we're doing. We're kind of closing up shop before the time to roll out of here.
Yeah, most of the folks that were here, they're gone. The public, the hunters, they've done their thing. They've done their shopping. They've bought their stuff, and they're gone. So
yeah.
Just us. We're all alone.
It's kind of sad.
Sad. I got a tear in my one good eye.
I think I hear a coyote howling in the background. So let's go around the horn here and just briefly mention what your highlight for NWTF 2018 has been.
Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa, why don't you go first?
Oh, I thought he was saying I was the highlight.
You were.
I was trying to walk around that so it wouldn't be awkward, but.
Get any close. There you go.
I think the highlight for me was getting to watch Ray's seminar and just getting to walk around this place, listening to him talk. And after I'd spent, several days earlier this spring or last year in the spring with him and turkey hunting, and then getting to come in and actually see what he does and him talk about it and watch the videos and everything all come together, it was really cool.
Now pretend that Ray isn't here and give your actual
answer. The pizza.
Oh, dreaded pizza. Chance, you went up?
I'd say the first one had to be Ray's seminar because I was...
Good night!
It's all about Ray today. So it had to be that because last time I got to see his seminar was probably 18 years ago when I was little and getting involved with them kids coming up because I was one of them kids a long time ago when I was in St. Louis with that, the Deer Classic, and I absolutely ate that up, and that's what fueled my passion more than anything to get more involved with hunting was getting up there and getting one of them hats. And so I'd have to say that was my highlight, getting to see that.
Ray, how do you feel?
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. So
I'm honored and flattered. I'm glad I can make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah. So chances,
except for you.
Chances, no. There's been no change since I've met you.
None.
Chance. Jeremy is up next. Jeremy.
I think Ray's seminar is number two. Number two.
Okay.
Think,
all right.
Finding a fitness model who gets paid in wilderness athlete supplements, T-shirts, and hats named Melissa.
It's number one.
That's the easiest compensation plan I've ever come across.
So. How many video hits has our model got?
She's about 19,000 right now.
That's on amazing. Instagram.
With the patented European mount deer squat curl combo coming to a Fit to Hunt program to you soon.
Well, I wish I could have been that model. I bet it'd be 100,000 hits.
And the funny thing is, she has such a quizzical look on her face. Like, what's happening right now?
I know. I say we reshoot that because I wasn't even prepared for that to even go anywhere. It was
get the antlers.
It was a little late.
Yeah. Ray I.
What?
Your highlight, NWTF.
Kids in my seminar.
Yeah. It's hard to
girls.
Beat that.
Yeah. The public, the number of people, the sheer number that came by and thanked me for what I do means everything. It's awesome.
And I got a chance to walk with you through the convention hall, and it's no joke. You don't go more than 30, 40 feet, and someone's giving you a nod or saying, hey, you talked to me when I was younger. You helped me kill this turkey.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's
tells how old I am. How many years I've been doing. This is my 42nd convention, by the way. I've been to every one of them.
That's incredible. And this is your last one, right?
It's my last one.
Just like
it's
the Hellways.
It's been a great run. Yeah, it was my last one. 42 years is enough. Time to take a break and go to the beach with my grandbabies.
Well, it's a little sad because we're breaking down the Z-Max booth right now. It's been a great 3 days. We saw a lot of people, talk to a lot of great folks, learn some stuff. A lot of great guests on the show, but all good things must come to an end, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to pack it
up. We're going to close up. You didn't talk to Matt.
Matt who? I don't.
Matt Yards, or is it Miles? You don't want to talk? You need to talk. You need to come in here. Come on.
Matt's
been here.
Him.
Come on, Matt. You need to say you was part of this booth, part of the show, the Z-Max booth. Get in close and do it.
Talking about our favorite, our highlights.
Highlight of the show for you.
Well, I tell you, to be invited to join in with you guys, what a great group of men. I appreciate it. And Ray, I'd kind of overheard a little bit of what had been said from them about the highlight. And when the question was first posed by Tim, instantly, without what they had said, I thought of you. Don't know you real well, but I know enough about you with your heart. Passion for kids, passion for the outdoor, what you do, and devil may care if what I'm saying, but I'm just appreciate you, and a highlight for me, and you just taking time out just to help me try to learn to use a doggone call that I'm not that good at.
You got better with it, though. You got better.
Well, I tell you, you're a good instructor.
The buzzards quit circling.
Thanks,
Matt. Great show, Z-Max, baby. Yes. Z-Max, baby.
We talked to a lot of folks about
Soaks Z-Max. In the metal, reduces carbon buildup, easy cleanup, protects your weapons with Z-Max. And we're here at the Grand Ole Opry. Coming up next is Chance Holland, Chad.
you missed your calling as a disc jockey. All right, everyone. Well, from the Select Archery Studio on the road in the Z-Max booth at National Wild Turkey Federation's convention.
Family reunion, homecoming 2018 comes to a close, baby.
It's hard having two hosts trying to close out a show.
Yeah, it really is.
Because
it goes
we
on
both
forever,
want to bring
yeah.
it to a close. So I'll just say one, two, three, goodbye.
Goodbye. I love you, baby.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns.
Z-Max, made in America.
RTP Outdoors,
rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love.